Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander talking at the year's end about the thing that we just love to prepare for, our taxes in the future here. But, Leanne, it's time to do your IRAs. Why?
Your RMD. Your required
why
minimum
did I say,
distribution.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at a note here. You're right.
But you know what? For the people who are looking at the end of the year, they should be very, very happy because we've had a really good year in the market. And even if the Fed did raise the interest rates again, the economy is coming along beautifully, and everybody's happy.
Everybody's making money.
Everybody's making money. But what we're going to talk about is what we call the required minimum distribution, something that you have to do. At least if you're 70 and 70 and a half, you have to start pulling money from your IRA. And so when you have to pull money from your IRA, you've got to be sure you get it done before the end of December, because if not, there can be a 10% penalty.
Now, let's stop for a quick moment. You said just from your IRA. It's from any qualified monies, which could be if you have a pension. I don't know if anybody's got a pension anymore. Or any of the other required, or any of the other qualified retirement plans. Go ahead, Leanne.
Well, let's just take an IRA, for instance. You probably have your IRA sitting out there, and you don't think so much about it. You've been putting money into it, money into it, money into it. And all at once, we're getting to the end of the year, and you should have already had some nudges from the company that you have that money with. In fact, Garwin, you even have mentioned that you can put an IRA into annuities. So when you have IRAs into annuities, they're going to let you know, too.
Oh, you bet.
There is a time where you have to pull money from that required minimum distribution from your investments.
All required minimum distribution must be done for qualified money, any qualified money. Now, I shouldn't say it that way. What if I don't want to take it out?
Well, then you can have a 10% penalty, or if you're looking at, you still want to pull money from it and you want to give it to charity, that's a whole different ballgame. Because what you can do then, you're required to take X amount of dollars out, you find the charity you want, you fill out forms that say, I want to transferred directly from your IRA over to that charity.
No, wait a minute, wait. What if I don't want it? Well, no, I want it sent to my house, and then I'll give it to the charity.
No, that doesn't work.
Oh, that doesn't work. Okay.
No, you've got to do it directly to the charity. If you don't do it directly to the charity, then you've got a problem, a taxable problem.
Okay, all right. Yeah, very clear on that.
Right. And the other thing is, if you have a Roth, you don't worry about the required minimum distribution because you've already paid your taxes and you put money in after your taxes. So there's no required minimum distribution there.
What if you've got four different IRAs, a couple real old ones you had with a different group and you didn't like them anymore? You opened another new one and now you've got another new one. Do I have to take money out of each IRA?
Well, what will happen is each company will notify you, but you can take it all from one of them, or you can take it from each one of them, just as long as you meet the required amount on the four.
So you total your total amount of money up, and then you've got to take your required minimum distribution out, and it can all come. You might have one IRA that's not giving you a good enough return. You take it all that, take your money all out of that IRA.
That's right.
Right.
But you've got to be sure that you keep track of that for the IRS, because the IRS says you have to pull money from your IRA. And if you don't do it, then you have this penalty. However, you are allowed to go ahead and take it from one of the other ones, all from one, or, you know, divide it up. It depends upon what you want to do. But talk to your CPA also, but track it and be sure you take out the right amount or more.
Keep the paperwork. Keep the paperwork.
That's a big thing.
So if they come back, if the IRS comes back to you and say, Bob, you didn't take money out. Yes, I did. I took it out of this account, all out of this account, but this is my total, and this is what I was required to take out.
Now, there's one other thing we should mention, too. There are some things that are not available for an IRA.
No, wait.
One of them would be regular life insurance, right, Carolyn?
Before we go there, give your phone number. I already got the dirty look from Bob.
Oh, you forgot. That's right. 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Now, let's go back to your comment. There are some things you cannot put into an IRA. You cannot put life insurance in there, for one. Are there any other things that you can't lay in?
Well, many, many years ago when this first started, one of the things that they were doing, they were actually putting resources, et cetera, into an IRA. Well, why can't you do that? Because they die.
And
when you run into that kind of a situation, that's not a good scenario.
And
you,
if you
have to have something that's going to be around and not something like a horse or a dog or a cat, anything like that. So you've got to be sure that it qualifies for an IRA, like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, CDs, annuities. So those are the kind of things you have to watch out for when you invest in your IRA.
The thing that's interesting about the people say, why can't I do that? When, into those options that you just said, well, these won't work. Because you have to take money out with your RMDs, and it's virtually impossible to get cash out of a horse that's in Hialeah running or dead, which is one of the classic examples of people who had hundreds of thousands of dollars in their IRAs and the horse died.
And where's doesn't the money? Work, does it?
It doesn't work. Let's go back to that charities for a moment, Leanne. You can give money to the charity from your IRA if you don't want the money. But it has to be done directly to the charity.
That's right. You would be taxed on it.
Talk about that for just a moment.
Well, I had a client who called the other day and didn't remember how much he had taken out of his IRA. And he knew he wanted to have it go to a special charity. Well, he'd already taken out his total RMD from that, so it wouldn't have done him any good for this year. He could do it for next year. So what he's planning to do is next year he will have it transferred directly from his company or from his IRA over to that charity. But he has special forms that are filled out from Schwab saying this is what it is, this is where it's going, and is that charity qualified? So those are the things you have to look at. But believe me, then he would not have had to worry about the taxation, because when you pull money for your RMD out, there's going to be some tax benefit or some taxes there that have to be paid. However, when you go to a charity directly, there are no taxes involved.
Okay. Now, there's a couple other things that we need to bring up very briefly. There, if you are taking money out of your RMD money out of an IRA and you don't want the money, and I hear that quite often people say, well, I really don't need the money. Why do I have to? Well, and they whine a little bit. There is a way to defer some of that up until age 85. If you're not 85 yet, you can defer. You can transfer those assets, a percentage. Now, I don't want to get into the whole situation now. But there is a way to defer some of those dollars so that you don't pay current income tax if you don't really want to take it. This is another whole situation that you can go through, but it is possible to defer some of those. Also, if you are a small business owner, I'm a small business owner, Leanne's a small business owner, there's such a thing called a SEP IRA, and those are for the small business people. And the key to a SEP IRA, it's an IRA. It is no different than anybody else's IRA. But the difference is you can put a lot more away. So if you have a business, this is something you should be looking at. If you, because your contributions for the basic IRAs are pretty much limited. But you can put a lot more away in a SEP IRA. A comment, Leanne, on that?
No, that's true, and I think you have to look at your situation very, very carefully. Go over it with your CPA again. Be sure that you have everything set up so you understand what you're doing. But it is a very beneficial to a to a small company.
To a small company, and I'm talking about the sole proprietor or the person. I was going to say the guy. I don't want to be sexist here. The small business owner's got a couple of small employees. A small business owner with a couple employees who wants to put a retirement plan in, go to a SEP IRA, and you can do a lot more contributions than you can do in a regular IRA. Any other comments, Leanne, on the IRA?
No, but
RMD please, right now?
If you have, I'm going to say this directly, if you haven't checked lately, and if you might have missed getting that notice from your company, where you have the IRA, and you're required to take it out because of your age, please go back and double-check. You don't want to pay for that penalty. And believe me, for those of you who are willing to give to charity, you're saving on taxes, but you're also doing something very beneficial, consider transferring, because that's a good way to do your RMD by transferring it to a charity.
But we're running close to time, and it has to be done by the end of the year. So if you're thinking about this, make that phone call Monday or Tuesday to get the form. You have to have a very specific, special form in order to make this transfer. So you can't wait till December 31st to do this. This is always what happens. I get a kick out of Leanne's clients because we're constantly getting calls right at the end of the year. Oh, I'm in panic. What am I going to do? Where's the form? Well, I can't get the form right now. We're at home. The form's in the office. We have this happen all the time. So get your forms early if you're going to be doing it. Leanne, give your phone number again.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
And somebody who's not with you now can call you with questions. I mean, you don't
absolutely
have to be with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who's not with you guys, either one of you guys, call these guys. Call them at their office.
And absolutely, and ask the question. Mm-hmm. And frankly, you may call and get a hold of me, and I'll have to say, hey, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to Leanne about that because there's some things that I don't know. She does, mm-hmm. or vice versa. She'll get a call once in a while, and she'll say, Garwin, she'll call me back. Garwin, you call Bob at such and such a number. He's got a question about life insurance or annuities or long-term care. I don't know anything about that. So,
It's good to have a guy who tells you if he doesn't know. He's honest enough to say, I got to look it up. I got to find out.
I'd much rather have him tell me I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I'll get back to you today
right. With
an answer rather than, I think this is the right answer. And I call into the home offices and get those answers. Mm-hmm. I won't accept those.
Right.
Those are not answers that are worth taking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Give us a call. I'd love to talk to you. My number is 651-436-3997, and Leanne is 651-365-5000. We'll talk to you again next week.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts, and Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.